Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
I believe there was tears in the cinema on Friday night. Everyone went to cry at the film. David was crying about Wayne Rooney. I don't get this. Dave Downey,
good morning
to you. I know
you don't, Steve. I know you don't
right,
get
3 weeks
it.
Ago, you were giving him pelters. You were in the office going, he's useless. You had a right face on you. Honestly, you looked like you were licking the carpet. You were that unhappy about the idea of Wayne Rooney coming back to Everton. And now you're telling me you're crying in the cinema in tears of joy and Hayley, your girlfriend, can't control you, can't contain you.
What were you like when you were 15 years old, Steve?
Can't remember that.
Time of your life type of scenario, isn't it? You're a kid, carefree, no real exams to worry about or anything, real life to worry about. You're just generally kicking about, playing football every day. It's the time of your life, isn't it? It certainly was the time of my life. And that was when this lad burst on the scene. And given my experiences in Evertonian over the last, well, near 30 years now, there's seldom been anybody to really get excited about. You can count them on one hand, the amount of players you can really get excited about that play for Everton. And he was one of them. And what happened was, this weekend, and everything I'm talking about now has had nothing to do with him in the playing capacity, because he might well be rubbish. But for right now, I don't really care.
So you're celebrating when you were 15?
I'm celebrating a time that was probably the best that I've had, supporting the football club that I do, which is quite sad, really, because it wasn't a trophy. 95, I was 8 years old, so that was a little bit too early, I think, to really appreciate it. But this is different. It feels different. It's hard to explain. It's hard to put it into words how it feels. But he might well go on and be a flop. But for right now, it's someone coming back to the football club that give me feelings that I've never had since. And that's what I'm sort of relating to at the minute.
I hope he does brilliantly. I really do. So for any Blues who are going to give me pelters, and I'm sure there'll be some, I'm just going to play devil's advocate. So what's the greatest thing he ever did for Everton?
We'll probably leave. And if that's if I'm being honest,
he was gone before he achieved anything.
Well, no, this is the thing, and this is the misconception about. I understand why people have issues with him. There'll be Evertonians out there, and I've seen a few, and I've spoken to a few this weekend, who aren't happy with him coming back because of what he did. First of all, cardinal sin of going down the M62 and playing for Man United.
Because of what he did. He went and won the Champions League, five league Premier League winners' medals and the rest of it.
Completely agree. This isn't me. And others have got a problem with him kissing the badge and all that sort of thing. But let's give it a bit of context here. When he left the club in 2004, Everton were in dire straits. There was all sorts going on at boardroom level. I think I read an interview yesterday Walter Smith gave, saying that twice Everton were close to going into administration. And that was one of the times he was sold. And it's up to who you believe about why he was sold. I don't think there was any great desire. And I emphasise the word great on his part to leave. I think that there was an acceptance from Everton that they needed to cash in on their one saleable asset at that time. And he got 20 million rise to 30 for him. And then lo and behold, went and finished fourth the following season. So I'm not going to wax lyrical about Wayne Rooney leaving to save the club, but I think there's a huge amount of mitigating circumstances why he left Everton, and not all of them are down to his desire to go and play for Man United.
What is the sentimentalism attached to? What bit of his time at Everton Football Club is it that people are harking back to now and saying, is it just the moment he burst on the scene and scored the goal against Arsenal?
No, it's a lad who's gone on to become a world-class footballer. He's won everything under the sun. And he's from where we're from. And me relating to him at 15, I mean, he's a year older than me. And seeing him come on to the football pitch at my age at that time, it's like, that's exactly what every young Evertonian wanted to do and wanted to see. And to have somebody who was that good made it that extra special. But you see it every day, Steve. The remains of what he come on and did and represented for Everton as a 16-year-old is what we see now. It's the reason why we see so much pressure on Ross Barkley. It's the reason why we're so going mad over Tom Davis. He was the start of that. He was a young kid, immensely talented, who burst onto the scene, and we wanted the local hero. When he left, the desire for that become really, really intense, and that's what we see these days. That's why Ross Barkley gets pelters all over the place, because he's meant to be the next one. And Tom Davis, no doubt, if he has a poor run of games, the daggers will be out for him, because these are our people, these are our lads that are on our streets. I'm sure Liverpool have the same feeling with Steven Gerrard, although he didn't leave. Look at the euphoric presence Steven Gerrard has in this city. That's what Wayne Rooney should have been.
But the nearest you can get to this, I would say, and it doesn't even equate that closely, is Robbie Fowler, who left Liverpool and came back.
But how many games did he play for Liverpool? I mean,
well, he played an awful lot of games for Liverpool. At least he won a piece of silverware. Well, he won a few. He was on the treble season as well, wasn't he? So there's Robbie, who actually had cemented himself with godlike status before he left. Whereas Wayne didn't do that. But it almost feels like it's akin to that Fowler returning this.
I can see why you'd make that comparison, but I think this is different, because Fowler didn't return to Liverpool with a sense of unfinished business. I mean, Rooney's spoken quite a lot, hasn't he, saying that he feels as if he's got something to prove coming back, and I think he's really stuck his neck on the line here by coming back to Everton rather than either staying at United for double the money or going off to China and easing his way into retirement. He's decided to stay in the Premier League. He's decided to come and work for a manager who has a zero tolerance policy when it comes to players and fitness and things like that. So he has got a lot to prove by coming back here, regardless of how much he's won, because there's an affinity with Everton in his blood. When Fowler come back to Liverpool, now that was out of strict...
I've just done my maths. He was 32, Robbie.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So a year older. I think it's very similar in terms Liverpool, of what they're going to offer on the pitch.
I don't, because...
You think Wayne's going to be sensational?
Listen, you've heard me in the last few weeks saying I was downbeat about him coming back because of the lack of what he'll
offer. By the way, I hope he does well. Don't get me wrong. I'm not sat here going, killing him. I really hope he does well. You just find it hard to believe he's going to be someone who could play week in, week out.
Well, that is why I didn't want him back in the initial comments that I made, because... He's never going to be that kid that burst onto the scene that I remember so fondly. So, you know, to see whatever the best he can offer right now won't ever live up to what I felt as a 15-year-old kid. That's going to be the sad part. The slight tinge of hope and sentiment that I've got thinks that he might do it. He might do it in a flash. He might have a moment of brilliance that goes and wins Everton a trophy in the coming season or the season after that. That remains to be seen.
You see, I cynically think you think he's of value to the club commercially rather than playing-wise.
I couldn't give a damn about the commercial aspect of it. I understand it, and I understand the need for it these days, but I want to see him play. I want to see him succeed as a player. Commercial entities in football, I understand what the modern game's all about, Steve. For me, though, that's not why I support a football club. I personally don't want Everton to be all over the world and a world-renowned football club. But I understand that goes hand-in-hand with being successful, and you need that to be successful these days. I'm not naive enough to think that Everton can be an entity without having to reach a global market. I understand all that.
Well, what other signing would have taken every back page of the newspapers? Probably wouldn't have done, would they?
There's very, very few. I couldn't really think of one. And you know, he will have value in that regard. So that if that's the minimum Everton are getting from him, many people will be happy with that. They a lot of people think he's signed for that very reason and that reason alone, that Everton will improve everything on a commercial level. And fair play to them if they do, if he's marketed right. They haven't got the greatest history of marketing players well, as we've spoken about before. There's a real chance here now and a real opportunity to exploit what Rooney is as a brand, but I personally just want to see the team succeed. I don't care about commercial activities. And I mean, I hate to say this because it sounds quite bitter, I think, but you look at Liverpool as a football club now. I mean, it's a bit of a mess, isn't it?
You sound like, I mean, Sharpie had him on earlier. He was saying it's all the moaning reds who are going to be ringing
I, you know me, I'm not like that. But what I mean is, you get a lot of local Liverpool fans who have grown quite resentful of the fact that Liverpool are a global brand, and you get so many foreign fans coming over and supporting them, stopping them or preventing them from getting tickets. They feel as if the club, I'm not speaking for them, but I would imagine that they would say the club has been taken away from them slightly because of how much commercial impetus is placed on them. I don't want my club to be like that. If Everton fans, well, up until this season, because we've got a waiting list for the first time and God knows how long, but I think
clubs have
kids
to be like that if you want to achieve at the very highest
level.
Yeah,
and I completely understand that. I completely get that. But personally, I prefer it the other way. I prefer it.
I was studying Anfield at the weekend with some visitors, and this guy was from America, just come over for a tour of Anfield, and he literally couldn't believe, you know, the brand new stand we were in. And you took a look around and you thought, what the owners have done to this football club in a short space of time is nothing short of remarkable in terms of how they've changed the stadium, maximised commercial revenues. Okay, not spent enough on the team as yet, maybe. But back to manager, got a manager in like Jurgen Klopp.
But there's the other side of the coin, though, because you will get traditional fans, I imagine, saying...
Well, what are traditional fans?
Traditional fans who want the team to do well and aren't bothered about commercial success.
The two go hand in hand.
Well, they quite clearly don't, because you just said yourself they haven't paid enough money out on the team.
Yeah, but they're still in that period of transition, aren't they, really?
They bought the club in 2010.
Yeah, and look,
7 years ago.
There's a brand new stand-up at the stadium, dwarfing the skyline of Liverpool. Looks amazing.
It depends what you consider amazing, doesn't it? Our Liverpool fans see. I'm sure
the
Liverpool,
proof of the pudding will be in the next 5 years.
Well, how often do you say that? There's always another five-year project.
Although I'd like to see them spend big. But I think they would with the right players. So, for example, if Mbappe was there, by all accounts, and who was it we had on last week? It was Andy Kelly, who said the club were quite happy to spend $78 million if they can buy Mbappe. So, look, we've gone slightly off tangent here.
But, no, the point stands, I think, that if you spoke to most Liverpool fans, certainly local ones, they would sacrifice that big stand that I saw. they would sacrifice that.
You said Liverpool were a mess.
They are. They would sacrifice that big hole punch for success on the pitch to win a Premier League title. Liverpool have spent
You've come out fighting. You've changed. Down
Liverpool have spent over £1 billion without winning the Premier League. I'm sure the club would like the fans would like to, a lot more money pumped in to buy players rather than commercial success. And that's exactly what I'm like with as an Evertonian.
I had to laugh at it. I can't wait to see Wayne Rooney run out. And I think, again...
He'll waddle out, according to many people, Steve. He might not be the thing that we all hope him to be.
It'd be a lovely moment. The eyes will be on him for at least 3 weeks, and then that sort of romanticism will go towards proper scrutiny of what sort of player he is.
Well, it needs to be a tangible return, Steve.
There was a tweet here from... Did you see this from Gibbo? I replied to a tweet from Jim White at the weekend, and it really made me chuckle. You'll hate me for reading this out. So Jim White put, Wayne Rooney going back to Goodison. Soon to be announced, I'm told. And then he's put inverted commas, Everton style. And John Gibbons has replied, booed by the Gladys Street? ?
It's funny. Oh. It is quite funny, though, because he mentions that. But, you know, to go a little bit further into that, he's referring there to the likes of Ross Barkley of being booed. Do you know what I mean? So there's an element of truth in that, and it is quite funny. But, I'm excited for now. Come the first, Europa League qualifier in just over 2 weeks, and he's awful, then you know me, Steve, I'll have the daggers out straight away.
Right, Robbie said, would Everton sacrifice winning something to stay at Goodison?
He means win something and stay at Goodison, so no Bramley Moore. Oh, it's quite a dilemma, that. Personally, as somebody who's not... If you put me on the spot, Steve, and I've seen my team win one trophy in 22 years and one trophy since I've been born, because I was born in the title-winning season, I'd say yeah, I'd sacrifice
you
to win a trophy.
You would
sacrifice
it.
Depends what trophy, doesn't it?
Sacrifice progression of your football club.
Give me a tangible progression, Steve. Moving to a stadium, you get clubs moving to stadiums all the time. You speak to an Arsenal fan. Would they sacrifice going back to Highbury to have won the Premier League since 2004? Pretty sure they would. Or winning the Champions League.
Right thing to do, though.
Is it?
Yeah, for all
Is
these
that
clubs.
What football's become? I don't think it... I don't necessarily think it is. Give me trophies over a stadium any day. The right thing you've said, though, is they should come hand in hand.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.